Kenny Blumenfeld is with me, as always, not in the studio, but on the phone. Thanks, Kenny. You're a hero to show up, I got to say.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what everyone's thinking. We want to hear more from this clown. good to be on.
Oh,
we could focus on the positive to start.
Sure, let's do that.
Yeah, did you, so I was coming in this morning, and it was cloudy while I was riding my bike, and I looked off to the northwest, and there's a sharp line of clearing. And right now, there's this strange object kind of out our window. It's hard to recognize. It's kind of orangish, and it seems to be shining a lot, making all of us kind of squint. Do you have sunlight up there?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I've been in the studio since pre-dawn. But actually, you know, when I was biking up here, there was a thin yellow line along the horizon, and that was looking northwest. So
yeah. I mean, it would make sense. We had a very large weather system come through, and what a tortoise! I mean, this thing just, you know, took 3 days for it to go about 600 miles, which is unusually slow. These things that usually move along at, you know, 80 to 100 miles an hour, and that's why a typical weather system, even if it's 1,000 miles across, it only takes a half a day or so to get through the region, maybe a day. But this one was just, I mean, it was taking its time.
It was a monster.
And it was very big. It was actually an Alberta Clipper that then ingested a huge gulp of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. And it just was enormous. And it's a sort of a Franken-Clipper, we'll call it. Not normally what you would expect from an Alberta-type system. But this thing produced a lot of precipitation. And it's, you know, it's been weakening and moving away. And so it's loosening its grip on the region. And, you know, when that happens, I mean, we kind of think of weather systems as, we tend to think of them as a, you know, a singular entity. It's like, there's a storm and then it moves away. But really what's happening is it's a series of processes, right? I mean, so at the center of a low pressure system, you have the lowest pressure and that's where the air rises the most. And you end up with, you know, clouds and sometimes precipitation. And because of the rotation of the earth, the air circulates around and into, in a counterclockwise manner, into that center of low pressure. And it's generally, you kind of have rising motions associated with that circulation. But what's happening is this: the circulation is weakening, so the pressure is actually rising, meaning that the air is falling, and falling air destroys clouds. I mean, just like rips them apart, which is why in areas that have a lot of high pressure, it tends to be very clear. That's why people flock to desert regions, because they can avoid stuff like what we just went through.
Yes.
But, you know, there's problems with that, too. And we love Minnesota here. But in any case, we've got higher pressure with falling air. It's eroding the clouds nicely. It's actually, you know, you got to realize, we're at the end of the first week in April. The sun is very strong right now. We're only a little over 2 months from the summer solstice. So you've got kind of late August, early September sun strength right now. And so,
it feels like it should do more. I mean, because there it is light at 5:45 in the morning with, you know, snow falling. Like, surely at some point the sun's going to break through here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is these winters, they torture us for a while. They stay a long time, but almost every time it's a very fast transition because, you know, we already lost March. I think we're pretty much out the first half of April, honestly.
Yeah.
And so that kind of general slow ramp up to spring that you normally get, that part's gone.
Yeah.
So whenever this phase ends, it's going to be quick. It's going to be, you know, the sun's going to be out. It's going to be strong, and we're going to get warm. And so people can look forward to that. Summer will come. Spring will come. It's going to be an explosion of green because of how wet it's been.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the phenology right now, it's a little behind, but not, it's really, we're not so far behind. We're in some cases maybe a week behind schedule for some of the ephemerals in southern Minnesota, those kind of first plants that you see in spring. But we've got ice going out on southern Minnesota lakes currently.
Yeah.
So it's late, but it's not disastrously late.
Yeah. I mean, we can be overly dramatic about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I think mostly what it is what's getting people down is that it's been cloudy and rainy a lot, or snowy. And it's, and we've been, 3 weeks in a row where we've had kind of a sprawling midweek weather system that pretty much takes out, 2 to 3 days and gives you clouds, rain, and snow and wind. And that's 3 weeks in a row. So we're kind of in a pattern. And honestly, I mean, I know the question's coming. You can probably make it 4.
Yeah. Well, I looked ahead too, so I saw that. Is there anything about the week? It sure seems like it's a weekly event. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now it's hard to say that. These are pretty big storm systems, and they take time to move through, and then there's a recovery. So, just imagine waves, right? I mean, even on a really windy, stormy day, there's still space between those waves, and they'll have their own kind of rhythm. And we have the same thing with the weather systems. The atmosphere is, it's really just moving air, and then the air is responding to not just the motions associated with the Earth rotating, but also the fact that the Earth is tilted, so the sunlight intensity varies from between the equator and the poles. And then because the Earth rotating around its axis, you have night and day too, and so
right.
It kind of drives this really complex atmosphere, but you end up getting basically waves, and in between these waves there's recovery time. There's it's almost impossible to have 2 or 3 storm systems come by without any recovery time.
Yeah. Well, and tomorrow looks like it's going to be beautiful, really.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the day, because by Sunday, I think northeast Minnesota is going to do a little better than northwest Minnesota. Northwest Minnesota is going to get hit very hard again on Sunday night. Oh. I mean, this is another smaller, very compact, pretty intense storm system. It's going to kind of bisect Minnesota from southwest to northeast, and it's going to rain and snow in basically the northwestern half of Minnesota. It's going to be a close call up in the Arrowhead. I'd imagine there will be some precipitation as you get into, I don't know if it's going to be Sunday and Monday, but it shouldn't last too long. This one's moving faster. The one that we're watching is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. Very strong looking storm system. All kinds of potential with it. Don't know exactly what it's going to do. It's been showing signs of producing heavy snow, like real heavy snow. Been showing signs of producing, if it takes a warmer path, then maybe we get more rain and thunderstorms. The one thing that seems to be pretty likely is precipitation of some sort and wind.
Once again, yeah.
Yeah, it's a stronger system than any that we've had since December. So it would have the potential to produce some, 50 mile an hour wind gusts, even in areas that don't normally get that much wind. And we'll have to keep an eye on it. Be interesting to know what happened. We'll be talking about it next Friday, I'm sure.
Yeah. So you're saying, I got you right, that you said this is like the strongest system we've had since December?
It will be a big one. Yeah. I mean, unless, some things could change, but it's a classic panhandle style low pressure system. Comes out of the panhandle region, hooks northeastward into the upper Mississippi Valley, northern plains, brings up a lot of moisture with it and has a very strong pressure gradient. So it would be, has the potential to be a doozy of a storm.
All right. Good. Well, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week. And then, the warmer weather, I mean, it's getting closer. Even this storm next week could bring up some very warm weather ahead of it. So we'll see. If we get lucky, we get warm. And if we're a little less lucky, it's another just wet, kind of slushy storm.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing this to us, Kenny. And we'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy the sunshine. Get out there. Soak it in.
Yes.
Because it won't last too long.
We'll do it. All right, you take care.
See you, Katya.
Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, giving us our weather tidbits.